Is Mars moon Phobos sending us a message? Phobos is one of the mysterious moons of Mars. I say mysterious and I am not kidding around. There is something strange on Phobos, and there is no easy explanation for how it got there. Let me give you a little background about Phobos. It is one of those moons which we never felt quite comfortable with. The reason for this is some of the features seem not to make sense. The moon is very small, and orbits Mars at an incredible close distance of 4,200 miles. The distance is so close it causes the moon to seem like a feature on Mars when viewed with a telescope from Earth, and was ignored until the late 19th century when it was realized it was a moon orbiting the planet. Phobos is one of two moons which orbit Mars, the other being Deimos. Deimos is even smaller than Phobos, and many say it is probably an asteroid. It was actually discovered 6 days ahead of Phobos. One of the very strange things about the moon Phobos is the fact there is a monolith on the surface of that moon. Where did it come from? Who put it there? Buzz Aldrin, the famous American astronaut, has attested to this fact. If one looks at NASA photos, they will be able to see this monolith towering above everything else on the moon and casting a very long shadow. It certainly does not look natural, and seems to be more cube-shaped. No one would mistake it for a natural feature, and yet its existence is never talked about by NASA. Why was it put on the surface of Phobos? The answer might be even simpler than one would think. It may have been put there since it is very small, making the monolith stand out. This could be a sign to us that we are not alone. Recently, there has been a lot of talk about looking for aliens, and this talk is coming from government and private sources. New devices are being created which are said to make the search easier. A new logarithm has been developed for the same purpose. Yet, no one in NASA has said perhaps we should investigate this monolith for clues. It certainly didn't put itself there, and maybe the race which erected it left us some information. It looks like the same shape as a rectangular office building, and perhaps it is a building of some sort, and if that is true, who knows what evidence might be waiting for us. Why wouldn't NASA want to check this out? We could do it robotically, and if there is some sort of entrance into this thing, a robot could go inside and look around. It could be the already that government knows the answer to this question, and it might have something to do with the fact we have either already explored the monolith, or perhaps we have been warned away from it. Why would I think the latter is true? I base this on the fact Russian spacecraft sent to Mars have not only been unsuccessful, but there has been a case where one was suspected to have been shot down. The Russian spacecraft was named Phobos Grunt. As it orbited Mars, something approached which cast a large shadow, and then there was nothing, and by that, I mean no more spacecraft. Some have said the United States shot it down to prevent the discovery aliens had a base on Mars or perhaps on Phobos. We denied this, of course. Maybe it was taken down by the beings who erected the monolith. Phobos is doomed. It will crash into Mars someday. There were those who believe it is not even a moon, but an alien base. They feel this way because it has been discovered to be hollow. This seemed to be quite unusual for any type of moon until NASA discovered the fact our own moon was also hollow or had large hollow caverns in it. Is there some relationship between Phobos and our moon? Some have long suspected our moon was towed into place from somewhere else, and they also believe the same might be true for Phobos. The majority of scientists now believe Phobos may not be hollow as such, but also contains huge caverns. Caverns that are big enough to hold a space fleet, perhaps. Could this also be the case for our own moon? Many scientists today will tell you Phobos is a second-generation object. This means they believe it was formed after Mars was in orbit. Phobos has a radius of only 7 miles and orbits Mars so fast it would seem to an observer on the planet to set twice each day. Some astronomers believe it creates a trail which travels around Mars, which is caused by dust from the surface. If this is true, the trail is very thin and hard to see. Almost every mission that goes to Mars studies Phobos. This would indicate to me a lot more is known about this moon than we are being told, and this data could indicate there is really an alien civilization which is being covered up. My favorite theory is we came from Mars because it was suffering a natural disaster, but we didn't just want to leave without telling others what happened, so we built a huge monolith on Phobos which could easily be spotted from Earth if we had the right technology, and inside this monolith we placed the entire story of the Exodus. Some think the story of the Exodus in the Bible is really referring to our Exodus from Mars to this planet. Why else would an alien race build something which stands out like a sore thumb unless they wanted it to be discovered? I believe Buzz Aldrin probably felt this way also. I think if anyone thinks about this logically, they would probably come to the same conclusion. It would have been very easy to hide a repository inside of the moon, especially since it probably has a lot of space available inside. The problem is, how would anybody know there was anything there? This leads me to believe, despite all these so-called attempts to contact alien civilizations, we are told have led to nothing, there could be an attempt by them to reach us which is being covered up. If we have already taken advantage of this, who knows how many times we have made contact with them, and what we have managed to gain.